Hello there. I'm going to try not to yell this time.
Oh,
even loud.
We're just too loud, huh?
Hello there.
Too emphatic.
And welcome. We'll do like an NPR thing.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
To this special edition of the
Written Rhyme. It's trying to be special.
Podcast, the trade paperbacks edition.
Trade paperbacks. So today we're talking about.
There's no way we're going to be able to keep that
up. It would be nice. I would like to have no personality.
You're pretty close already.
I mean, in public. All right. So today we're talking about something you've probably never heard of, unless you're a fan of a deal.
Yeah. Unless you're blessed like I am. I actually literally went to this store yesterday and I got some great deals to have a Dollar General in your area that you frequent, because yeah. Walmart ain't cheap enough.
Not anymore.
No.
But I will say,
I literally went there yesterday. So,
oh, nice.
I bought ground beef.
That's, oh my gosh. Are you joking?
No, I'm
not. Okay, I have a point. There's a point.
I saw it. I was like, I have to try.
Have you cooked it yet?
No. It's literally right inside the freezer there. I don't know what brand it is.
Yeah, we
can. We have the lavalier lights. We can do this. Where did I put it? So, yeah. It looks legit.
Okay.
It's like,
let me see where it's from.
Yeah, that would be interesting. It might be half plastic. I don't know. But it's a bog of ground beef.
And distributed by American Food Group, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
So it's Wisconsin beef. They just needed a chance, and Dollar General gave them a chance.
It's inspected.
I gave them a chance.
Inspected and passed by the Department of Agriculture.
Well, I mean, that's not really reassuring, though, is it?
I don't know if I've ever seen 73%. And it's security protected.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Chill.
Like, hey, I beeped when I came out. Oh, did you get the beep?
I didn't actually notice the 73% lean. Whatever. I mean, it was cheap. It was Dollar General. So it was a dollar. I won't say that.
No.
Anyway, Dollar General, you told me this and I was blown away. I was like, Dollar General has a comic book series? And you were like, yes.
So it goes deeper.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So there's a whole rabbit hole on this.
I think it's important to note, I have two children.
Correct. Yep.
And I have an older daughter, younger son. And boy toys, they're kind of, they've kind of gone to the wayside as far as, like they're, you know, like wrestling's not cool anymore.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's cool anymore.
Oh. They had the Pokemon cards.
No, my son's totally into Pokemon cards, but that's not cool.
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm going to find him something cooler.
Something you want to be involved in.
So I was like, hey, we're going to get you a G.I. Joe, son. And we go to the store, and he was like, we're going to get a G.I. Joe.
And he's like, okay.
And all they had were like these.
You went to Dollar General to buy a G.I.
Joe? No, we went to the real store.
Okay.
So I go to the real store, and like, I don't know, it was like, they had the big Barbie size, right?
Yeah, like the absurdly large size.
You can't do anything with that.
Yeah, yeah, you want like slightly larger than the traditional action figure.
Yeah, I want a traditional Star Wars size.
Star Wars size, like the 3-inch or whatever.
I'm sure there's a term. I don't know what it is. 1/16.
Yeah, there definitely is like a scale.
Sorry.
But like back from the Kenner days.
I'm not that guy. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went like the smaller G.I. Joes. And like, I'm looking at these characters. I'm like, I don't know. What is this?
Yeah.
Where's like Joe?
Where's the OG?
Where's
original?
Joe?
Yeah, where's Joe?
So where's Duke? Where's Joe?
I'll even take Bazooka Joe at this point.
So I was like, okay, well, we're not going to spend this much money on something I don't even like.
Right.
Like, and they didn't come with like cool stuff. You know? I don't know. I just expected more. So weeks and weeks and weeks later, we're at Dollar General, and Dollar General has their own G.I. Joe-ish action figures. So we got a few of them because they're, you know, whatever, they're $1, $1.25, whatever they were. And then he has like this whole little army, good guys and bad guys. I don't know which is which. So we just did our
it's not clear. You just like,
there's people with like robotic parts.
Yeah.
We made those the bad guys.
Okay.
I don't know. But, you know, it's not
like we cannot have cyborgs.
Like a cyborg, half of his face. And they were okay. You know,
yeah.
The points of articulation were not amazing or anything. But
don't expect them to last very long.
It did the job.
Yeah.
It did the job. Okay. We get to pretend to shoot things.
So. There you go.
And
you simulate battles, man.
Yeah, we had battles. Yeah. And one of them came with like this Jeep truck thing.
Nice.
You know, it's fun. And then we go in, this is years later. We are in Dollar General. I don't know what we were getting stuff for his birthday or something, I think. Like plates and stuff. But the thing about Dollar General, you gotta be careful. Okay. So you go to Walmart and you get 100 plates for, you know, $4. And then you go to Dollar General and you're like, oh, it's only $1.50, but you're only getting like 25 plates.
Right.
So in theory, you're paying more. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do have to watch out at the dollar store places.
Because you might be getting swindled.
Right.
Okay. You're like, oh, these Oreos are a dollar cheaper here. And it's like, well, you're getting 10 less.
Yeah.
You know, so be careful.
Shrinkflation.
Buyer beware.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had this comic
book. Oh, I never checked. Maybe that green ground bean was not even a pound.
Oh, yeah. It's like 0.8.
It's like 0.81 pounds or something
like that. Well, actually, if it's 73% lean, after you cook it, you'd be lucky to have half back. You'd be lucky if you got...
I'll have one burger.
One burger.
Mini burger.
So anyway, they had a comic book based off those action figures I got them years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called Final Faction First Impact. So I bought one for you.
Yep.
One for me. And this is issue number one. I was going to save it for next month.
Okay.
Right, for issue one.
Yeah.
But I had to get this out of the way.
I don't know that there's actually an issue two. I mean, at this point, you know, this is over 2 years old. This is February 2022 that this thing came out.
Well, I mentioned that it gets deeper. So if you go to Dollar Tree's website, it's dollartree.com/final-faction.
Okay? Yeah.
First of all, they give you
I'm intrigued by the pitch.
Synopsis.
There's no pitch anywhere in this thing. There's
it just happens. Boom.
Yeah.
That's right there.
You just jump, there's ads and then jumping right in.
Dog's cute.
The dog is cute.
It's a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
Churro.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Especially a little dog.
In the year 2050, a large asteroid collided with our moon. Among the debris, we discovered a hibernating alien mothership. Now the Karn.
Yeah.
Are awake and they want to
plunder. Little Carney.
Little Carney. And want to plunder our precious natural resources. So we recruited teams of special operatives to defend Earth from their alien threat. They are the Final Faction. So when I say it goes deeper, there are YouTube animated episodes.
Made by Dollar Tree or Dollar General?
Well, whatever, whoever they're partnering with
yes. This stuff. Animated episodes.
It is CG animation.
Do they have views?
Yeah, they have openings. They have.
Huh.
I mean, and it's not horrible. You know, I think anybody can.
Have you watched some of it, or?
I watched 3 minutes of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
that was enough for the first episode. I was like, okay, so there's like this whole thing. It kind of looks like how CG was a few years ago. You know.
It's like, oh, okay.
Not completely up, but I mean, it looks better than most video games that were.
So we're talking like, it's like Archer level.
Oh, it's no. Here, I'll show you.
Animation thing. Yeah, I am kind of curious now.
That's the show.
Oh, okay. Huh. So it's like stop motion claymation, but like all CG done.
No, I mean, it's
kind of video game-ish.
Yeah, it looks like a video game.
Yeah. Steadfast, Sergeant Steadfast. Who's in this?
He is, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's like,
I met the guy.
I met him. He's right here, bro. All right, so we reviewed before recording.
We did, but we should go through those, I imagine.
Yeah, let's go through them.
So Final Faction, dialogue, and script. I think I will jump in right away. So this is the first time I've done this. I gave it a 1 on dialogue and script. And that is because I read it. So that's the reason. But I, you know, want to see what you think about
it. Well, I gave it a 5.
Okay. So we'll actually finally have some disagreement here.
Yeah, some disagreement.
I told people we don't plan this, but like here's the disagreement.
We complained for 3 months about too much dialogue.
Oh,
in fight.
Gosh, you're so right about that.
We complained so much. We're like, oh, nobody's going to have a conversation while getting in a fight. And there are so many panels in this where it's just things happening because people can't talk when they're getting sliced open by an alien.
That is true.
So I took that into account.
It is not crowded with dialogue at all. You know what? You make a good point. I'm boosting that number. I'm doubling that number. It's going to go to a two. The reason for that is there's so many lines in here that are just awful. So
there are, but we've seen bad lines a lot.
True. That's true. You know? We generally are forgetting. But I wanted to open the possibility of there being ones or tens at some point. And I thought this comic might have earned a one. But you're right. You're right. They respected the combat.
I mean, honestly, there's so many scenes where they're
just fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or shooting or whatever.
Yeah. So that's totally right. I boosted it to a two. There's that.
Cover design and artwork.
So cover design and artwork, I gave a three. And the reason is because like almost all the artwork, well, I don't know, maybe. No, almost all the artwork is like, this is like kind of like if your buddy Jerry in junior high school was like writing his own comic and this is on notebook paper and this is how you're reading it. Like that's what it feels like to me. So it's like, oh, I can kind of see like you'll eventually possibly get somewhere if you pursue this. But not really that good. And also, it is very G.I. Joe, very, very super conventional, nothing daring, no like single page artwork in here at all. You know, so you get the cover and then the ads. So I gave it a three. What'd you give it, Ryan?
Give it an eight.
What?
Man, so first of all, the cover is completely BA. So we got like a giant explosion. We got the big alien leader.
And for some reason, everybody's always facing one direction when there's like a big fight and an explosion.
Yeah, they're all over here, but he's looking right at you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's just like, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's got persistence of vision. You got to watch him.
He's got some Transformers font.
There is a definite strong Transformers vibe.
I mean, look at this. This is beautiful. This is beautifully drawn.
You are a I mean, the drawing is not bad. The inking is not bad. But, like, there's something very Jerry from junior high. Incidentally, I did not have a friend named Jerry who did that. That's just an example.
The faces are what didn't give it a 10.
Okay. So close to Mona Lisa, but you couldn't pull off the smile.
The faces are rough. But, I mean, you know, these are hard folk.
Yeah.
Okay? They've been through a lot. And they might have a little random eye place here and there, you know. It's just part of it. It's part of it.
Yeah,
the fog of war.
The experience.
All right, plot and story.
The fog of war. I gave the plot and story three, and I felt generous doing that. Reason being, it's like, asteroid's going to hit Earth, or asteroid hits the moon. Now there's these like things that we've got to fight, and it's like so rote and conventional of like, oh, we've got the guy who is like flying a plane and he'll say the stupid quippy thing about that. And then the guy who's a sniper and brags about his aim. And then there's the, like, they give the dog a mech suit. I know you probably...
We'll talk about that. We'll get character development.
Okay. So it's just like, just light as the dialogue was, it was still a slog for me. So.
All right.
You give it
plot and story. Give it a two.
Okay, so actually, you crossed over me here.
Yeah, I went lower. So I have some issues with the moon.
Okay,
I always have. I'm not a big fan of the moon.
Yeah,
in general, I don't like I don't like the moon being used as a plot point.
Okay,
I don't like the moon.
What? Why?
I think that's a perfectly natural response.
You're the only person I've ever heard say this. You don't like the moon. I mean, it's the reason we have tides, which is the reason why.
That's actually my issue
on the planet.
That's my issue.
You don't like the tides?
No, I like the tides.
Okay,
I got no problem with the tides. I love a good tide. My issue.
Yeah, but it's a tide, not a tide pod.
This, what is it? A meteor or an asteroid? What's the difference?
An asteroid is when it stays in space. A meteor is when it enters the Earth's atmosphere.
So it's an asteroid.
Yes.
So when the asteroid hits the moon, there would be a huge global response.
Oh, yeah.
As far as
yeah.
the tide.
The tides, there would be significant tectonic problems.
It would be insane.
That. Yeah.
That does not happen.
No. Yeah.
They also fight in like a
There's no second order consequences understood here.
Yeah. And it's not, it hits it. It takes a big chunk out of it.
Yeah.
Why were they only like 6 feet deep?
Right. Yeah.
And why would this asteroid only make that much of an impact?
Yeah.
Like in the very end, it's got like this little crack. The moon. As much as I'd love to see the moon crack, because I don't like it. They weren't very deep sleeping inside the moon or whatever they're claiming.
Yeah, yeah.
They awaken in the moon.
They awaken.
But yeah, and then they fight in like this random deserty looking
place. Yeah, there's actually like seven different places. They just randomly happen to show up where all these particular soldiers who are part of this group happen to be. And it's like the guy's like barbecuing. And maybe these are the only people who can fight? I don't know. It's very slapdash and haphazard. No, I did not think about the greater consequences because I was kind of taken out of the story enough that I wasn't thinking about any of that. I was thinking more about like, you can actually have a job where this is what you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody paid you for this. And now I find out they have a TV show that has views. So I'm clearly wasting my life.
Yeah, it's got more views than we ever get. I'll tell you that. Actually, you want to see how many views? Well, it's
kind of curious. I'm kind of curious.
I don't know if I closed it. I might have closed it.
No. I can do it. It takes like a second.
Okay. All right. It's got 3,300 views. So it has 1,000 times more listeners.
Well, to be fair, it's had 2 years. Because we have
three.
It's had 2 years to accumulate.
Oh, so maybe our show will have.
So like, yeah, no, but by this time, like we'll have 1,000 times that.
It's going to keep growing. So yeah, that was my issue. That was my issue.
Okay, so next, like character development and complexity.
Okay.
I dropped back down from a 3 to a 2.
Okay.
For all the aforementioned reasons, just like very rote, very straightforward, and not even attempting to be interesting. Let me see. What did I write here on my notes? I wrote ultra hokey. But almost funny about it, very little thought, no follow through, scattershot of tropes, check the center pages. So go find the page where there's like, you can see the staples.
Okay.
Because I seem to recall like there's great examples on that page, on those two pages of like the stuff that they're saying here and like a lot is just so.
I don't like the line, time to splat.
Yeah. So, like, they talk about, they don't talk about killing humans, and I'm assuming it's because they want kids to be able to read this. So, they talk about splatting humans,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, okay.
I mean, would you rather be killed or splatted?
Interstellar travelers, and this is what they got, you know?
Well, I'm sorry.
I give it that way. I give it a 2. I don't know what you're doing.
I give it a 9.
Yeah.
And it's actually because of the page after...
Yeah.
The center page that you hated so much. So not only
the one that they give the dog the mech.
Right. We get a tour of the facility, right? We have like dancing robots because
very, very, very Transformers inspired dancing robots.
Very, very much so. Also Pacific Rim because it does with the human.
Oh, okay. I see.
We also have that. They were able to capture one of these alien robot-y things and turn it into a good guy.
Yeah.
Great. He's got a hovering
just like
mobility device. You
know, like finger snap.
Yeah, know, that's all it took. It, yeah. And then greatest part of the entire comic is when my boy Churro gets a mech suit.
Gets a Churro mobile.
That flies.
Yeah.
That flies. And Churro, this little Chihuahua, adorable Chihuahua, which you know is funny.
Already knows how to control it.
I'm gonna look after our rating to see if they sell the Churro toy. Because they have all the toys listed.
You're going to buy the Churro toy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Sold.
If it comes with a dog suit and everything.
Oh, yeah. That, honestly, with the dog suit.
Anyway, my boy Churro gets a mech dog suit that flies, and he couldn't be happier. He is so happy. And it even comes equipped with a secret weapon, a
sonic. Like, I don't think this dog realizes we're sending him to war. He's going to be on the front lines.
It has a sonic boom bark. And that's perfect. And the best part... is the actual model of the robot is FD-0.
Mm, nice.
Fido.
Yeah.
Everything about this thing is epic. 9 out of 10.
I mean, I guess I appreciate the fact that you're like, they're just embracing it. They're just embracing what they've got here.
They're not shy. They're just like, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
And I guess to that end, that brings me to the highest score I gave it on this rating system, which is what I recommend this. And I said 4. 4 out of 10. Yeah. I mean, if it's between this or Time Magazine in the back of you know, the seat in front of you on the airplane, it's definitely this. I'm reading this.
No problem. It's a fun, jolly time. They got fake Anne's at the end.
Yeah, I did like the fake.
But like Final Faction Cola. Yeah. And like, I just Sarge's Cookie Company, and then they got Churros Paw of Approval. This is great.
No, the ads at the back were awesome. And then the ad space on the reverse is actually the cover of issue 2, which looks even awesomer.
Yeah, there's a volcano.
So what did you give it for? Would you recommend?
Give it a 7.
Okay, so not you didn't go above that. Okay.
If it was like Free Comic Book Day, that would help. But I think a 7 is a solid score. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
It's basically like, hey, have you ever played Halo?
Okay.
Have you ever seen a G.I. Joe in your life?
Are you aware that that combat exists?
Do you like chihuahuas?
It's not a chihuahua. He's more of a terrier.
No, he's got chihuahua ears.
He's got chihuahua ears?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what he does?
His name is Churro.
His name is... That's true.
I'm not going to name a
terrier Churro.
No, that's not a terrier.
He's like a Yorkshire terrier, like eel pie or something.
All right, so... My final score is a 6. What'd you get?
I gave it a 3 out of 10, and I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. All right, so we'll meet in the middle.
So that we went
4.5. That's fair. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, let me check for the toy.
So, yeah, first thing.
Does that mean they're going to go to...
It's like you got to make a churro stop on the way home.
Yeah, I don't know what time Dollar General closes. All right, let's see.
Question. I can find out that for you.
Now we have the Karn toys. There's a lot of Karn toys. I don't see it.
Well, but that's the first issue from 2022. Clearly.
Oh, wait a minute.
Churro, got it.
Series 2, Churro.
Oh.
Alpha Team 1.
There you go.
But can you take him out of the suit? Because all it shows is the suit. These toys are not very involved.
No. I expect the more moving parts, the more things are just going
to
break.
So there's no way to get the little dog without the suit. Nope, there isn't.
Wait, no, you can't have the dog without the suit. It's got a supersonic bark.
Yeah, but I want just the little dog.
Just the little dog toy.
Oh, no. I really wanted it. That's okay. Hopefully they'll have it.
Well, I mean, I got to say, Dollar General is open for another 26 minutes.
It's been out over a year. I don't think that... I didn't even see any Final Faction
anyways
when I was there. You need to... When you return that beef after it gives you a deathly illness... maybe you can check.
This is a request or check. Yeah, it may end up being an eBay thing. It might be like hard to find and worth a lot because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Anything from Dollar. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth a lot.
Yeah, that's things like buying collectibles from Dollar General. Not necessarily the best investment plan.
It's solid. But... I also will look to see if they have number 2 of them when I go there. For that toy.
Well, probably.
It's good time. Yeah. When did that TV show come out? The comic was 2022.
I would assume they would do it at roughly the same time so they can like cross promote, man.
Do you really think they care about that? No, 2020.
Oh.
So it came out in 2020. Episode 1.
4 years old?
Yeah. Wow. So that's actually pretty good animation.
Yeah.
For 2020.
Yeah.
I know it was an off year.
It's like pre-AI.
Yeah, yeah.
A while happened.
This thing would be great. Oh, look, they got a checklist so you can collect all of them.
Computers have gotten smarter and public personalities have gotten dumber. And that's why we're on the scene.
I got all the figures on here. Yeah, there's resale value, man. I mean, they're selling for $4.
It's worth more than Skylanders.
Look, you can buy the complete set of 47 pieces for $120 on eBay.
Oof.
Look at that.
$120?
That's a complete set.
Still the package?
Still the package.
Wow.
We got to make money during the show.
I mean... We got to make money. Even invested in microphones.
Yeah, see, I bought these $14 microphones
That was like a significant portion. It's more than 10%.
Yeah,
that we need here.
More than 10%. All right. Well, you heard. I'll start a GoFundMe. We'll figure it out. All right. So official score 4.5 out of 10.
And I think we both kind of agreed. Yeah, probably would recommend it.
Yeah, I would totally recommend it. So if you haven't, hopefully if you have a Dollar General by you can check this out.
Yeah,
because that's a call to action. This episode is visit your local Dollar General, see if they have barbecue Fritos, and let me know.
Okay, because it's getting harder to find.
Yeah, yeah, they took
those are the really good Fritos.
Yes, they took them out of our territory.
Oh,
2 years ago.
Bummer.
They started trickling in.
Yeah.
But Dollar General had exclusive for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And they moved it up here. So it was a good year for me, Dollar General.
Tense time.
Really well. Got all those toys. All right. Well, next episode won't be as good as this one. I'll tell you that.
No, nothing's going to top this.